Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is clear and sunny, with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a refreshing breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. As night falls, expect a warm and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Hezbollah's new drone complicates IDF forces on the northern border. This development emerged just over 2 hours ago. Also, Ynet describes how the supposed ceasefire in Lebanon resembles a slow drip war, impacting IDF action. This analysis came in the past hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals the government has updated its goals in the conflict with Hezbollah, focusing on defensive counteractions. Separately, I-24 News reports Prime Minister Netanyahu insists the IDF will continue its operations against Hezbollah from earlier today. And finally, JNS covers the UN Security Council's criticism of Iran over its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, reported 6 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Sarah Longwell, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing skepticism about promised private funding. Gade Draws, a digital artist, also posting just minutes ago, shared insights on creative processes and their latest app development. Yossi Goldstein, a historian, posted just minutes ago, recalling the 1948 war and emphasizing the importance of the people behind an army. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's new drone. According to Walla, the IDF faces challenges due to this string drone, which is hard to detect and intercept. This new technology adds complexity to the ongoing tensions on the northern border. The implications for Israeli security are significant, as it requires adapting to evolving threats. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Ynet highlights that the so-called ceasefire is deceptive, limiting Israel's military options while Hezbollah remains active. This has raised concerns about the IDF's strategic flexibility in the region. For civilians, this means a prolonged state of uncertainty and potential escalation. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports the Israeli government is recalibrating its military objectives, aiming for defensive measures against Hezbollah. This shift suggests a more cautious approach to the conflict. The change in strategy may affect diplomatic relations and public perception of the conflict's progress. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News quotes Netanyahu affirming the IDF's continued focus on Hezbollah targets. This statement underscores Israel's commitment to addressing security threats despite strategic adjustments. The ongoing military operations have regional implications, potentially affecting international diplomatic engagements. And on the international stage, JNS details the UN Security Council's condemnation of Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. The blockade disrupts a crucial global shipping route with widespread economic implications. The situation remains tense, with potential impacts on international trade and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Elbit Systems is expanding its European presence by opening a new drone facility in Romania. This move strengthens its ties with the local industry and boosts its production capabilities. Separately, Walla Business highlights the economic impact of geopolitical tensions, particularly Iran's threats to the Hormuz Strait, which led to a challenging month for training funds. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the shekel's appreciation against the dollar, heading towards 2.5 shekels per dollar, while capital inflows into Israel continue to rise. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.